there is good reason to doubt the account. If this is focused mainly on the Virginia Roberts, there is very good reason to doubt her account. First of all, the kind of woman who will get herself into that situation, essentially working as a prostitute, from an extremely unstable and abusive background, in which love is capricious, in which you can't rely, you can't know when your parents are going to be loving and when they're not going to be loving, in which you will strongly fear abandonment, in which you will develop basically borderline personality disorder, in which you have unregulated extremes of emotion, you strongly fear abandonment, you idealise people, you use narcissism as a crutch to make yourself feel good about yourself, but you collapse out of it fairly quickly. You're basically kind of childlike. And such people will tend to cope with those negative feelings, often via fantasy and via lying. They will learn to lie. They will learn that they need to lie to avoid getting abused. They will learn that they need to lie in order to manipulate people, in order to get resources from them, otherwise they won't get them in their unstable, unpredictable environment. They will retreat into fantasy as a coping mechanism, and this will carry on into adult life. And so those are the kinds of women that will get themselves into these dangerous, abusive situations. And then, of course, the dangerous and abusive situations will make it even worse for them. And often they will engage in what's called vulnerable narcissism, whereby they cope by saying, oh, they are the world's worst victim. They are victims of such terrible abuse. They are the world's worst victim. Which is a kind of narcissistic thing, because it makes them superior. It makes them, they are kind of special by virtue of being such a victim.